Radio Prague News.
After a marathon of negotiations, EU leaders have reached an agreement on the budget for 2014 to 2020. The Chamber of Deputies has passed legislation in a first reading for January 16th to be recognized as Jan Palach Day. And unemployment figures reached a record high in January. After a marathon of all-night talks, EU leaders reached an agreement on the budget for 2014 to 2020. European Council President Herman Van Rompuy announced the result on Twitter, the Czech news agency confirmed. The Czech Republic had threatened to veto the original proposal unless cuts were made. The EU's cohesion policy was also crucial for Czech support, CTK said. All regions in the country, with the exception of the capital, come in for funding. A total of 960 billion euros is to be divided among the member states, billions less than the original proposal by the EC. The budget must still be approved by the European Parliament. MEPs warned earlier that they were prepared to block an austerity budget. Stormy debate in the Czech Chamber of Deputies on Friday preceded a vote in favor of naming January 16th a memorial day to Jan Palach, the student who immolated himself on the day in 1969 in protest of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. Palach died from his burns 3 days later on January the 19th. On Friday, several members of the Communist Party voiced reservations about Mr. Palach's sacrifices as a symbolic act against totalitarian rule. Members of the ruling coalition walked out in protest. Diana Chernochova, a deputy for the Civic Democratic Party, called the commemorative day, quote, a sign of respect for Palach's heroic act against the former regime. The vote passed with only one MP, communist hardliner Marta Semelova, voting against, although 11 MPs, including five communists, abstained. A total of 152 deputies were present. The legislation is now to be debated by the Chamber of Deputies Cultural Committee. According to older methodology, unemployment figures reached their highest level in January in the history of the independent Czech Republic. Older tabulation methods reveal more than 10% of people remained out of work in the first month of 2013. That translates as more than 580,000 people without jobs. Historically, former Czechoslovakia had a higher jobless rate during the 1930s, when some 740,000 people were out of work. Under the new methodology, the rate of unemployment in the Czech Republic rose to 8%, up by 0.6 percentage points from the previous month. According to analysts, the worsening situation on the job market was expected due to the economic recession, as well as a decrease in hiring. The country's chief hygiene officer, Vladimir Valenta, has said that the flu epidemic that has hit the country in recent weeks is showing signs of abating. This week saw the first drop in the number of overall cases. The number of those suffering acute respiratory illness dropped by 3.4% and flu by 4.3%, he confirmed. The chief hygiene officer said that the number of those ill in the epidemic dropped in all regions of the Czech Republic this week among all age groups. At the same time, serious cases remain, and 68 out of 350 people died from complications related to either the flu or respiratory illness. The Culture Ministry has confirmed it will provide additional funds for grant programs. Its representatives met first with officials from the Finance Ministry to agree on details. The news was revealed by the Culture Ministry's Jan Vondriska. The ministry took the step to try and increase grants after a scaling down was originally announced, but came under fire from cultural organizations and publications. Finally, a quick look at the weather now. Mostly cloudy conditions are expected into the weekend. Daytime temperatures on Saturday should remain at around 0 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the end of the news.